AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended the Gaza war in a scathing speech to Congress. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
I came here today to say thank you, America.
Netanyahu's remarks to a joint meeting of Congress were at times conciliatory, at times aimed at boosting U.S. support for the war.
America and Israel must stand together.
And defiant, saying if Hamas does not surrender, Israel will keep fighting until the militants are destroyed.
That's what total victory means, and we will settle for nothing less.
He spoke amid Democrat boycotts inside the House chamber and protests outside. Thousands of protesters descended on Washington. Police deployed pepper spray on some marching toward the Capitol, where Netanyahu said they should be ashamed for standing with Israel's enemies.
You have officially become Iran's useful idiots.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tonight at the White House, President Biden will talk to the country about why he is getting out of the race. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked if there is a specific reason.
Nothing to do with his health. Again, the president's going to speak to this directly.
Meantime, Kamala Harris was in Indianapolis.
We are not playing around.
Harris told members of the historically black sorority Zeta Pi Beta they share a vision for the future of America.
A future where every person has the opportunity not just to get by, but to get ahead.
Prosecutors say a man who severely injured author Salman Rushdie in a knife attack in western New York was motivated by a Hezbollah leader's endorsement of a fatwa calling for Rushdie's death. Big tech led the way on Wall Street with big losses. The Dow finished down more than 500 points. This is AP News. As Taylor Swift's Eras Tour returns next month to the UK, memorabilia from her different musical eras will be on display at a museum in London. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta. When you think
the Victoria and Albert Museum in London is showcasing the blue heart cowboy boots and turquoise dress from when Taylor Swift was still an opening act, all the way to the dress she wore in the Fortnite video earlier this year. This is a different exhibit than the one from New York last year. Other items include the sweater from the cardigan video, the yellow gown from the Bejeweled video, and the snake microphone from the Reputation tour. Curator Kate Bailey says they'd love for Swift to see the exhibit because her presence is very much there.
In the space where we have the cardigan, it's like she's just left the cardigan on the chair. So she's very, very welcome, and we'd be delighted to welcome her.
The exhibit runs through September 8th. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Snoop Dogg says he aims to inspire a global audience at the Paris Olympics as torchbearer before the opening ceremony. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.